accession number 20195, real 2.
Doing in the yards compared with the other jobs, did you like it better or?
Oh, well, we liked where we started, where we were sent to. We, you know, we liked it. And it was like this, there was only the two of us and we weren't amongst a lot of women.
So you were happier.
That was right. I started with another woman. There was three of us. That's right. There was three of us. Was the finish. But the other places where there was 9 and 10, you know, we were content with just. We were there a long time before this other woman started.
Did you prefer working at the shipyard to what you were doing in Birmingham, though?
Oh, yes.
Did you? You preferred the shipyard?
It was a bit dangerous in Birmingham, you know, I mean, on the yard, but the, got my fingers jammed one day, and you see, you had it, ease the rubber through like that, the rubber would come out in strips, you know, then being in lodgings was no catch.
So although you were outside, you were in your hometown where you and you preferred it. You preferred being in the shipyard.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I had a form and that's experience. That was only good on the day outside and all the others. All the others were really good. The scarf, you know.
Would you, if things had been otherwise, would you like to stop on and carry on?
Oh, I would. I would. I didn't want to cut it.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop on to the end.
And they'll say.
Who shut up and you're not coming back?
So, I mean, were you still not happy when you got back home? That should
no,
be?
No, yes, I have. Well, I knew we should work on a ship because I don't know what they are yet.
Right.
I mean, there's all sorts of languages in the shipyard.
But I never heard it. Because there's a seal, there's only two of us, the first and the three. And the men were really very respectful, you know, you never heard them not that language. Yeah. You might see it when you go or something like that. But apart from that, of course, I never used to.
Did you take all your own food down with you?
Lunch
or your breaks in the morning?
Oh, yes.
You had to take all your own stuff down with you.
I did have to take something for me 10 o'clock and then there was me dinner. No. And if we were going out to look for stuff, we used to eat our sandwiches and you could make a cup of tea there in the cabin. And
you could make. You had the facilities to make tea.
Yes, and the kettle and the teapot and that. Yeah. First we between the two of us, we took them the cups and the teapot.
Yeah.
We had a kettle for you. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed all my jobs.
You were saying that it was dangerous working in the tyre factory. Did you not feel it was dangerous at all working with great big saws? Or?
Well, it was danger wherever you go, really, isn't it? Mm. You know, you know, well, you see the difference between the sawmill and the factory where the sawmill is sawing the wood where you can ease off.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the factory where they're cutting the rubbers, where you can't.
You're not in control of the machine, are you?
No. You'll never escape there.
Aye.
You haven't any accidents at the sawmill while you were there, have you not? No. Unfortunate enough not to.
What about, you know, comparing the factory to the sawmill? Was there more supervision in the factory? Were you under people's eye more?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, you then moved there. Right. You were to the toilet, you were timed.
Can you remember sort of what your wages were like compared to the blokes that were working down there? Did you get paid sort of anything like what they got paid?
I can't remember, right? I was trying to find them again. No, I think we were paid on equal terms.
On equal terms?
Well, we were doing men's work.
Yeah.
You see, we were doing, the men used to do what we did, we were doing men's work.
How did you feel about that? Did you feel it was right that you should have to do men's work, or did it not bother you?
It didn't bother us really, because we knew there was going to be men's work in the war.
Uh-huh.
We knew there was going to be men's work, what we would have to do.
How sort of physically tiring was it? Did you have to put in a real lot of sort of physical effort?
Standing in the sun all day, standing in the wood all day.
Yeah.
I mean, these big trees, you know, the brick trees and things like that, where they were halved.
Yeah.
You see, and they were put on this stand with a crane.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to, the foreman used to come out and measure them up.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have to put through that, and used to tape them up, and then used to make the wages for the ships.
Yeah.
Did they ever let you go and see where they went on the ships? Were you ever shown?
Well, no, we seen the finished product of them. They were the wages. The big wages what they put in for the lunch.
Yes.
Well, that there originates from the tree trunk.
That you'd cut. So you did see the fruit of your work,
so to speak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then these were carried the planks on our shoulders.
And why was that? Where were you taking them to or from?
Or from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. Between two of you or just
the two of us?
So how did the sort of physical effort that you had to put in work in the yards compare with other jobs that you had? Was it tougher that way?
Well, it was really, because it's heavy work in the shipyard.
Yeah.
We were getting eight doing the man's job, so I think we got men to get them not quite more than we were.
Yeah.
I got
the
full one
away, weren't
I? I think it was about £8, I think.
Mm. No, quite much.
Yeah.
It was about £8 a week, I think, of course.
Yeah. Was there ever any disputes down the yards that you can remember when you were working there?
I said we were away from the shipyard, These others was more or less on the side of the ships, you see, where we were over there.
Why was that?
Well, I think when a lot of women together cannot all agree, so, well, there's only three of us, two of us at first, when we just used to agree with each other. And then the third one came, well, of course, I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do the other. And we used to, well, if we've been here and we've done it, and we'll have to do it. Around the craters, where the craters were, the body was very lost. That's where Chris was.
Yeah, that's right.
And the sister was like the was. Mm. And Chrissy, which she works in Ibbotson's butcher shop now.
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy.
She's
manager of there.
Yeah.
The one in Derwent Street.
Right.
Chrissy worked there. Nelly worked in the industry. And Mrs. Stumby, she worked in the joiner shop. We used to go up to the joiner shop for different things. We used to like that because we'd get a little walk.
Was the joiner shop the another part?
Another part of the yard.
It's a bit of a change, eh?
Oh, you
can
change it up the journey shop.
Can you remember who you saw at all? Can you remember any of the people you saw on workers' playtime?
I forget the man that used to run it, Tom, I forget what it called, his name was there. He always did work at playtime. He was a doctor. And then there was on the Christmas Eve, at Christmas time, we had the minister from St. Luke's Church.
Oh, yes.
For the service. That was really nice. Yeah.
And did that used to be for all the workers in the yard?
Oh, yes. Anybody wanted
who wanted to go.
Wanted to
and
go.
Where did they used to hold them?
In the canteen.
In the canteen.
What, that would be the old canteen at the halfway up the bank, was it?
Outside Alexander Bridge.
Yeah, right.
We had a small place where we won.
Where was that? Was that just next
in
to the canteen?
In the yard, That was further down the yard, our place.
Yes.
Or was it called? We also big canteen.
Did you use the big canteen much?
No. It wasn't a canteen, but it was just the restroom.
Yeah. So what would happen on the breaks? Did you just stop with the blokes that you were working with when you had your breaks?
Well, we used to have a break different to the men.
Did you?
We used to go upstairs, it was like a little loft. Mm-hmm. We used to call the loft, yeah. We used to have a little break up there. We used to sit down and what we should have done there. And the former said, "Well, I tell you." This other woman where I worked with, she was smoking that. And the one thing about her, she would never light a cigarette while I was sat in the room, eating anything. You know, she always waited until I was finished. You know, I used to think that was really.
Very considerate.
Really, it was, she'd say, "No, I'll let me find when you finish."
When you sort of finished the yards and the end of the war came, do you think the women that worked in the yards got enough credit for what they did, the job?
Well,
that
I don't think they did, because they wanted to mention very much, really. Yeah. You know, they wanted, when I tell people that there was the first woman to start in the shipyard and I worked 5 years, they've never heard of it. Well, I was then.
Yeah. What, so people don't believe you when you
say some of them don't, you know, they hardly believe it. I ask any of them when working in the yards at the time, I tell you, we worked.
Yeah.
We worked really hard, I mean, tell
you. It wasn't made any easier for the women, you had to work as hard.
No, easier. So the men used to do where he used to sell the wool, he used to do our foreman's brother. He used to do the same job as we did.
Do you think the women were as quick as the men, or do you think?
Oh, why, of course. They didn't stand them.
Quicker, eh?
I've worked with a graphic boy on the back of my neck. And I still went to work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Carry the pants on the shoulder.